Can you hear the music?
No.
No, that's because it's not even playing. So a lot of people can't hear it. A lot of people can. You know, you just never know. Here. Can you hear the music now?
I can hear the music. Yeah.
Well, fuck yeah, you can. Yeah. Yeah. This gets me fucking amped.
Screw it up. I can't believe this
right
is
here.
Yeah.
Right here. Right there.
Boom. It
just fucks with your ears, you know? Just like it. That's fuck music right there. I've never actually been able to do that to music. So, like, I need quiet in the room. Quiet on the set, you know?
Is that because you have no rhythm?
Probably, yeah. Probably. You know, I'm trying to go, like, in and out, and, like, like, Britney Spears comes on, and I'm like, you know, like, hit me, baby, one more time. And, like, you know, I'm having, like, stroke and she's not. So like, you know, there's that.
Like, babe, do you smell burnt toast?
I'm not moving that fast. But yeah. There's maybe burnt rubber. I don't know.
And shame.
Yeah. So hey, shout out to Senjin Boychuk for that incredible intro outro music. You know, find him everywhere. And you know, on this week's episode, I'm welcoming back to the podcast Angelo, like Backroads Angelo, the one who hooked me up with Senjin Boychuk. It was wild.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Not much. I'm actually out in Saskatchewan right now, having a good time.
I love Saskatchewan.
Yep. Actually, I waited specifically for this moment. Okay, so anybody who's from Regina knows that you get a, I call it a, it's a soda soup.
Soda soup.
Soda soup. When you get your soda in a soup.
Fuck. Oh shit, man. So,
and you know, my favorite.
You know what I was thinking about today?
What's that?
This is episode 99, and the last time you were on episode 9.
No shit.
Yeah.
Nine.
You were episode 9. Now you're 99. Next week is 100.
Congratulations.
We're
on
at 100 next week, and I am fucking stoked. I have, you know, someone I have in mind for episode 100 is Mike Rowe, obviously, but it's looking less and less like that's gonna happen now, and you know, especially next week, right? So I have a plan B, right? And it's, you know, it's gonna be good. My sister's coming for a visit, and you know, we're, when I'm on days off here actually, and we're gonna record an episode with someone special. So you know, we're gonna do, it's going to be a little bit different of an episode.
Your sister?
Yeah, I already asked her. She said she was down. So we're going to do
that's
it.
So cute.
But with someone else too. Like, someone else is going to be there. My sister's going to be in the room with me. And we have someone special to us just in the last, you know, little while also coming on. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Nice. Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Yes.
Look,
thanks. I always tell the story about how, like, you know, I met Angela because I asked Theron to come on. I asked Theron to come on the podcast, and he's like, well, I can't, I'm going to China, but I know someone that can come on. And he suggested you. You then suggested I get fucking episode 10 there. Big, what the hell was his name there? The guy who triked across Canada. Fucking Matt?
Big Red. Yeah.
Yeah, Big Red. Yeah,
Big Red. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to come back on too. But like, you suggested him, but you also suggested episode 14, who ended up being Senjin Boychuk, who created my intro outro music. Man, that first, like, we're coming up to episode 100. That first, like, you know, 10, 11 episodes was so, like, bad. It was so bad.
It was so bad. It was kind of, I kind of listened back to it. I listened to it once and I was like, I got a little cringy. I'm going to be like cringy now because I get cringy. So I'm weird.
Whatever. That's who you are. And then I can always tell, like, I'm not a texter. I don't like to text. Right. But when like you start texting me, I'm like, okay, do I save this reply for like a couple days from now? Or do I reply now? Because if I reply now, be prepared for like 100 more texts.
Page.
And
like,
she's not stopping. And it's a page. Every text is
a paragraph.
Right. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. As soon as you text me, I get this big smile and I'm like, all right. Like, am I answering back tonight? Am I going to answer back and like do paragraphs? Or am I going to save this for another time? And most of the time, it's like, I'll do
but
it.
But usually
now.
There's like a good story to go along with it.
Oh, hell yeah. There's always a good like, story. Right? It's not no dumb. Doll. It's not bullshit. It's fucking awesome, really. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When anybody asks me what I'm doing, I'm just like, oh, you know, the usual. We just finished up race season. Oh, I started doing rodeo. Yeah. MMA. I started them. Pole dance. And still doing it. And it's like, do you do anything normal? Not really. No.
No. There's nothing. No. There's nothing normal or slow about Backroads Angela, right? It's pedal to the metal, all in, all the time.
Yeah, but the funniest thing is like, I like don't speed. I stop at like every stop sign. I'm like an anal retentive grandma driver. If you're coming up behind me, I'm just like, I'm doing the speed. I'm like, I don't like to fucking speed. Waste fuel.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Hey, it is what it is. Yeah. Yeah, no, it really does. And that shit is precious right now.
Precious. It's precious. My precious.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You go ahead.
You're asking a question first.
No.
The little drain thingy on the bottom of my fuel filter, like, you know where you... Yeah, try to get the water out of it's those things are so finite in time, and it was just like dribbling. I was like, nope, this has got to be. And I just went up to my guy and I was like, bro, we have to do this. And he's like, yeah, no, that stuff's like way too precious. He's like, why did you even touch it? And I'm like, because it said water in the fuel. I did the girl thing,
girl man.
Well, yeah, you should never touch that, just change the filter. Never touch it. Just change.
So what is new with you? You know, the last time we talked on the podcast, because I talked to you almost, it seems like weekly for like 2 years here. You know, like there's sometimes it's a couple times in a week, and it's like, whoa. You know, I don't want her to think that I've got all this time, right? You know, I want her to think I'm at least a little busy, you know?
You might be over-exaggerating.
Yeah, just a little bit. So what's new? What have you been up to? What brings you back? What brings you back to On the Throne?
Well, second season of Backroads aired. So that aired this summer. So that was a whole other wave of people all over the place. Just like, oh, I remember you. I seen you. And then I have a real distinct way of how to recognize people from like the show and then like normal life. So it's just like in the names they call me and stuff. So like that bitch with the face, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's so that
I'm that dick with a face.
You're that dick with a face. I'm that bitch. With
I'm
the
that
face.
Dick. I'm that dick with a face. Yeah.
All right. So since then, one of my friends convinced me to try bronc riding this spring. So I went and did a bronc riding school with some friends of mine out by Cochrane. Estelle Colson was my friend that wrote me into it. And then Pearl Kersey is the coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she literally wrote me into it. I kind of wanted to do it. I was like, well, if I'm going to do something ridiculously stupid, I'm going to be well-informed and train for it.
You just wanted to be tied up. I get it. You know, the pole dancing wasn't enough. You just wanted to be tied up with rope. I understand.
No, what do you mean? I'm not calf roping. I'm bronc riding. There's no rope being tied. Like, it's I'm hanging on to shit for dear life, right? Like, there's no tying in that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's shoot procedure, and I'm not good at that. So I went to the school, I learned shoot procedure. We learned a little bit of pickup mandrels. We got a bucking machine. So we would like practice on the bucking machine. And I got tossed off the bucking machine, like no surprise. It's a lot more aggressive than that. So I decided to buy a rodeo card because I wanted to kind of come and hang out and check it out and do some filming because I was, you know, around for that type of stuff. And, you know, I want to see my friends do it. I watched them do it at the school. My friend Estelle cracked 3 ribs and tore her lung 4 centimeters at the school and went to work the next day. Like,
man, I break a nail and I'm staying home, you know? Like,
yeah, you would. So yeah. Most of these girls are super tough and they're so sweet. And so I got my rodeo card to kind of support the series because every little bit helps. And I was up in Edmonton at Alberta Diesel Days because we were in the thick of race season. And the girls were riding down at Ponoka Stampede. So we decided after Alberta Diesel Day, we're going to go to Ponoka. So dollied off the race trucks at the stockyard in Ponoka and drove down and parked beside where everybody was camped out and came in. Pearl gave me some passes. We watched the girls ride. And afterwards, Pearl was saying something like there was a rodeo out in BC that had wanted to host us the year before and we didn't have enough girls. I guess I wasn't around. So this year they were asking and they were one shy of having like 6 girls for this event. And my boyfriend's like, you should do it. You have a rodeo card. And I'm like, oh my God, babe, like, thanks for nominating me for this. Like now I can't say no, or I just look like a chicken shit.
He's so like, trust me, babe, you know how to ride, you know? He's like, you got the riding down.
No, I don't.
You
know? Like, that's the scary part. I don't know how to ride a fucking horse. Like, I rode at a trail ride horse, Dallas Valley Ranch Camp. I don't think that really qualifies. Like, it's like riding a bronc level of horse. So I'm just like, yeah, I'll do it. I'm like, whatever, I'm strong. I can hold on. I got this, right? So I was just like, okay, I really said yes, we're going to do this. And I'm thinking, like, these horses are going to be, like, Billy Richards horses. Those are, like, the high school bucking horses that we had in the school. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I can do this. This isn't so bad. Like, I did the machine. I'm good, right? So I went into my gym and I told my lift coach, I was like, yeah, so Russell, I said yes to a rodeo. He's like, what? Like, no, why? I was like, because I want it. He's like, well, I think we should probably practice break falls. I was like, yes, we should. Could you like pick me up over your head and like throw me and get some like velocity in that so I can like really practice if we're going to practice?
Tombstone.
Right. I'm like, if you throw me, if we just like do some of that, it'd be good. Because Russell's like.
Or is it the power bomb? You should get him to power bomb you.
Yeah, I was about the same. I got about the same. I did get power bombed by a horse.
Ooh. Have you hurt yourself at all?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, not too bad though. As far as injuries can go, you know, there could always be worse. So anyways, I said yes. I practiced my break balls. Yeah, I
did. Could always be better too, I guess.
It could always be better. I could have made my ride, you know. I could have made my.
That's all you're concerned about. God damn, you know, like I snapped my neck and broke my ankle and I cracked my ribs. But hey, I should have made my ride. Damn it,
dude. You know, and after riding at that rodeo, riding at Pritchard, I'm glad I went to Pritchard completely ignorant to, like. The difference between proven stock and unproven stock. I didn't know I did.
What's the difference? Right? What is the difference? Explain. What is a proven stock and a non-proven stock?
Proven stock is something that is like proven that it's going to buck a certain way. You know, they usually have a name, you know, usually the stock contractor kind of knows what they are. Like they know their personality and like a horse is going to buck a certain way if they're proven, right? Unproven stock is, I think what we wrote in Pritchard. See, I don't even know enough to really even comment what I think is right because I'm like 8 months into this fucking sport.
I got you know what I would call
cabaret once. That's about as.
Do you know what I would call? You know what I would call a proven bull?
What's that?
I would call it no bull, right? Like no bullshit, no bull. Yeah, I'd call it no bull. Right. And yeah. It just comes out, especially if it's vicious, you know, like I'm calling that thing no bull. Right. And here we go.
Right. He's all business, no bull.
All business, no bull.
Wouldn't that be good names? All business, no bull. And they wrote next
all
to each
business.
Other.
All business. Oh, shit. I think I'm going to get a bull and you're going to get a bull and we're going to name them all business and no bull. And we're going to be on the same team. Are there teams?
What do you mean? I don't know.
Can we be on the same team? Can we be on the same team?
Yeah, well, I'm on my team. I'm with the Women's Ranch Bronc Riders. That's literally all I know about rodeo.
So I'm joining the Women's Ranch Bronc Riders. That's what I'm doing. I'm joining. I'll transition if I have to. I'll shave the mustache. I look like a woman. Fuck it. I'll tuck my tip. I'll tuck my leg. Oh, shit. Hi, Boat Trudeau. You know, like.
He would be asked to maybe not come back after your next practice. He would maybe not be. Okay. He would be. I'm not throwing any kind of thing, but I'm just going to say, don't be weird.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look at those. I brought it up last time. I'll bring it up again. Are your arms getting bigger?
Mm-hmm. I go to the gym.
Like,
so yeah.
Well, are you on like steroids or something? Are you taking HGH? What are we doing here? Like, look at those things.
Anabolics all the way. No.
Anabolics. Her arms are big, but her balls are small.
No. No lady balls here. So yeah. Anyways, go back to like Pritchard Rodeo. Let's circle back to that. I want to finish telling you the story.
Yeah. Yeah. You finish.
Yeah. 1 second.
It's all good. What did we plan with here? Is this a cat or a dog? What did you just pick up? Oh, it's a phone. Okay.
A telephone. Somebody was sending me pictures of puppies, and I was like, oh, it's going off. And then I realized there was pictures of puppies, and it's not that important.
Put the dog down.
Put the dog down. Ooh.
Don't get a dog.
That's insensitive. Don't put the dog down.
Put the dog down. No.
No. So anyways, going back to Pritchard, I didn't know, like, seriously, I'm new to this sport. I never ever thought, like, bronc riding was not in the bucket list. It wasn't in my wheelhouse a year ago. It was something a friend of mine brought up and said, hey, we need more girls to do this. You're really strong. Like, come and try it. And I'm like, yeah, pretty
and dumb.
Well, I'm not dumb. I gotta
and dumb. You gotta be the perfect mix between strong and dumb. And you're there. You got it.
You're there. You're winning that battle, little buddy. Right? No. No, you got to be. Okay. So obviously I've done my fair share of like snowboarding, and I grew up on a farm. You know, we used to ride ostriches when I was a kid. We had ostriches. So I had ridden ostriches, and I was like, how fucking bad could it be? At least I'd be running away from a horse instead of a 9 foot tall bird. I don't know.
Bird. That was a lie. Even the dinosaur days at that,
right?
You know, like
the claw,
when we talk about dinosaurs, the ostriches are.
There is a video. There is a video from when I was a kid that these girls that went to school with my brother came over to take videos of our ostriches, and it like kicked at the fence and like knocked me down. There is a video surfacing, so floating around out there of that ostrich kicking me at it was crazy. So I mean, like we rode ostriches when I was a kid. We rode cows, pigs and stuff. So like riding a bronc, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, like these horses at the bucking school, that's pretty like what we're going to be getting into. And then apparently these horses were like run down off the mountain behind
what?
Yeah, behind like Pritchard, like out by Kamloops. These horses were run down out of the mountains like 1-2 weeks before they were rode, so they'd never seen humans.
They were wild horses.
They were wild. Nobody wild. Told me this.
No bull.
I didn't realize that's what this was. And so whatever, we go for day number one, because I rode twice. I rode 2 days in a row. Yeah, I not didn't just do the stupid activity once. I did it twice. And if you can see my hand, this was day two. That's what happened day two. If you can kind of see, there's
what'd
a...
you do to it?
I got fucking kicked by the horse.
Yeah.
I got kicked
by my daughter once. So yeah, when different. I was home last, my daughter like jumped and went sideways and like kicked me in the face, right? And like the way it happened, I watched how it happened, the whole thing. And like I couldn't even be upset. It was so cool the way she did it. And I'm like, that is, you couldn't recreate that right now if you tried. And like just the way it hit me and stuff like that. And I'm just like, fuck, that's so cool, right? Like I want to try it. It's my turn, right? Like I'm kicking you in the face now.
You gotta wait a little bit. You better stay in shape before you can do that, you know, fair size, right?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. I don't care. Like, hey, if she dies, she dies. You know, like shit. So how many women are like involved in this sport? You know, you said it's not a very big woman sport. So like how many is there a number? Do you guys know?
I honestly don't know. I know okay, so when I went to the school last spring, we had, I think it was like 8 or 9 girls. And they were all girls that had done it before. They wanted to practice and you know, get better at it. And so they'd all come to the school prior to that, and they'd all ridden in rodeos. And a couple of girls came out for the beginning of the season. And then, yeah, we went and ran another school this fall. And it sold out in 2 days, and it was full. It was 15 girls.
Wow.
Wow. So we went from not, like, not being able to fill the school to, like a couple girls booked, and then were able, and then unfortunately we had to drop out. And then right away the school filled up, and it was full when we ran it on Thanksgiving weekend.
What's the school called? What's the school called?
I don't even know. I know that it's you'd have to go to like the Women's Ranch Bronc Riding Champs on Instagram. That's where
is that what it's called? Women's Bronc Riding Champs on the gram.
Women's Ranch Bronc Champs. So you can
Ranch
find it on...
Bronc Champs.
Yeah,
that's champ. A tongue twister.
Yeah, it is. It is. So jeez. It's different from saddle bronc because the saddles obviously are different. They're so what we ride is like a classic ranch style saddle, as opposed to like. What the fuck? I don't know what the fuck they use for saddle bronc. I don't fucking do that. I'm fucking new to this. I can't even be a spokesperson for it because I don't fucking know. All I know
well,
is
you're
what
here.
I've been shown so far. And I've already been read on how to not have the... don't fuck up the hat. They get really upset when you fuck up the hat.
Okay, do you have a hat?
I have two
okay, hats. Can you wear it? Can you wear one? Do you have it with you? I want to see you wear the hat. I want to see you wear the hat properly.
I'm going to go to a fucking rodeo. That's the only place you'll see me wear a hat. Otherwise, it's just a fashion accessory.
I guess so. Just a fashion accessory. So I have a coworker at my new job, by the way, which I'm 2 weeks in just about. I've got a week to go before I go home here. This is exciting. You know, my new coworker, his name's Dusty. And like Dusty. And he is a bull rider, right? And he's been doing it since he said he was doing it before he could walk. And he's taken some nasty injuries. He's got the horns right across the skull. Like you could see, he's like cut the skull. It was cut deep and right to the bone. And yeah, I fucked him right up. And right now I think his hand or something's fucked up. And you know, he's waiting on, he rode the bull right to the end. Like he stayed on right until they made him get off. He had to jump
made
off.
The ride.
And, you know,
got to pick up.
Yeah, he made the ride, the longest ride. And right now he's waiting to hear if he's going to the championship. I can't remember what it's called, but he's going to the championship.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think
he's
I
got
have
a
respect for anybody.
He's got the curly mustache. Yeah, I sure do. You know, I got respect that, you know, you don't fuck with a man who just fell off a bull because he don't feel shit. If he comes at you, you can't hurt him, right? There's nothing you can do to that man that a bull hasn't already done.
Yeah. Tell me about it. After I got off that bronc the second day, I got kicked pretty hard. So the first day I came off the animal, obviously, I wasn't going to make it to the pickup man. Like, these were fucking wild horses. I was like, best shot is, you know, I can tuck and roll out of this pretty good. So my first day, I went up and over the horn. The horn caught me like in the crotch and it left really nice. And I was using Pearl saddle. So Pearl saddle left a really nice bruise like in there. And it was bad. It looked like a whole half crescent moon in my crotch. It was terrible. And I felt it for like good 2 months afterwards. But then the next day made me forget about my crotch entirely. Like, it didn't hurt anymore after that. Because first off, boots are very important when it comes, if you want to do this type of sport. Boots are very important. Equipment, safety equipment is number one priority. So make sure your boots, when you're doing the shit, are a little bit big, because mine weren't. And make sure they have leather soles, because mine didn't. They were my second choice boots. The first choice boots, I couldn't fit my spurs on them, so I had to wear these rubber-soled Ariats, which my foot didn't want to come out of the stirrup. And then plus, because
they're Ariats.
Like, yeah, cowboy boots. Yeah, with rubber soles. And that's all.
So Ariats, if you need Ariats, if you need replacement Ariats, I got your back, okay? Like, the podcast is sponsored by Brasco Safety, which is located, like, east of Edmonton in Sherwood Park, right? And, you know, they deal in PPE, you know, for on the job. What's the most expensive part of our jobs, you know?
boots.
Steel toe boots, right? Steel toe boots. They gotta be comfortable. They gotta be, you know, nice looking. They don't have to be nice looking, but they gotta be comfortable. And they gotta be affordable, you know, and that's the hardest part. And so the podcast is sponsored by Brasco Safety. And, you know, if you use my code FROST10, you now save 10% off on Ariats and Baffins and all that shit. You got yourself official Ariat hookup boy here, you know?
Cool.
And, you know, so www.brascosafety.com, right, for all your PPE. And they ship, but they also ship internationally. For those that want to, like, you know, get some Ariats and whatnot, and you want to save a little bit of money, they ship internationally. So
you
check them out.
Then over Europe, get your Ariats.
Boom, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, they ship internationally.
Right.
That's a new part of the podcast, right? Last time you were here, we had no sponsors for the podcast, right? Now we got like four.
What about you're sponsored? Oh yeah, didn't what? You know? Really?
No, not yet. No.
No, oh my God, that's so cool. So you got.
Brian, are you talking about?
I'm talking about Brian.
You're talking about the Mudman. You're talking about Mudman.
Yeah, the Mudman. Yeah, I go to the gym with Mudman.
That's right. You know the Mudman. You go to the gym with
him. I do know the Mudman. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. The Mudman's amazing. I don't usually do it this early, but do you know what viscosity is?
Do I know viscosities? I know some viscosities, but I don't know viscosity.
Angela, how thick is your load?
Well, how thick do you like diesel load? Or gas. Gas is more viscous than diesel.
Okay. So the Mudman, you know, Brian, deals in viscosity. Drilling rig, you know, the mud going down holes got to be a little bit thick, but not too thick. Sometimes got to be a little thin, a little bit less viscous, right? And I'm pumped. The Mudman, you know, for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, you know, the Mudman, he'll pump that viscosity into you if you need it. Right?
Talk about Brian that way?
I don't know. I don't know.
Talk about her husband like that?
I don't know. You know, I'm talking about Brian. I can make a grown man blush. You know, talking about thick loads and shit. Right? So the Mudman. You weren't here. It didn't happen yet. But shortly after you, like a few episodes later, we went on a 5-episode run that is now, you know, like 80 episodes later. Right? Nope. Like 80 weeks later, that 5-episode run is still going, right? And he supplied the headset and the microphone. And recently, within the last 2 months, he supplied MacBook Pro, which I now record on. It gets me off the phone. My podcast doesn't kick out when I get a phone call anymore. Shout out to fucking Brian. For all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, check out the Mudman, www.mudmanmarket.com or mudmanmarket.com. It changed a couple of times. I feel bad for like not getting it right a lot of the times. And like, he's always right there like, oh, by the way, it's this. And I'm sorry. It's either www.mudmanmarket.com or mudmarket.com. It's one of those two. You type it in and if you get to the right one, you know you've listened to the right part of what I just said. So
Yeah.
Brian's the man. I love that guy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take him to Texas with me here.
Oh, nice. That would be fun. I've been to Texas. Yeah. Texas would be a good time.
Texas. We're going to Texas. We're going to go to Dallas. My precious. Yeah. Something like that. So,
actually, I just watched Lord of the Rings.
What was that? Saturday,
so this is totally on point.
Shit. I in camp a few years ago, I lost my wedding ring, right? I took it off because I don't like wearing wedding rings anyways to start.
No, not to wear.
So I don't like jewelry. I'm not a jewelry guy. So I took it off and I set it in the Kleenex box on my desk, right? I'm like, I'll remember it's there. Right? And the whole hitch went by. And afterwards, I went into the Kleenex box and the ring was gone, right? And I'm like, where the fuck's the ring? So I wrote out a note to housekeeping, like, dear housekeeping, you know, I lost my wedding ring was here. It's not here now. I don't know where it is. And I put the note on the desk, but I quickly put it in my pants pocket and I went to security and I'm like, I'll just talk to security, right? So I went down to the camp security and I talked to them, and he's like, there's nothing we can do about it. Whether it was a housekeeper or not, we didn't catch him red-handed. They're not going to admit to it. So yeah, there's nothing we can do. Okay, cool. So I carry on my merry way. I go home for days off. I hide it from my wife, right? And I'm standing on the other side of her so we don't have to hold hands. I'm driving so we don't have to, like, you know, hold hands. And, I go back to work. I left those fucking pants with a note at home in the closet. And she did my laundry, and she calls me, and she's like, so, she's like, just curious, where's your wedding ring? And I'm like, whoa, what do you mean? She's like, where's your wedding ring? I'm like, oh, it's right here. You know, I got it right here. She's like, show me. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, it's missing. I don't know where it is right now. She's like, yeah, I know. I fucking dumbass. So, and I'm like, fuck. And,
don't you know why is it like the border? When they're asking you questions, it's because they already know the answer.
I'm about to get a rectal examination here. You know what I mean? Like, shit. And so, whole body cavity search, you know? And so, fucking, the ring was $20 in Saskatoon at a going out of sale place, business or whatever.
Going out of business? Business?
And, going out of business. Yeah, so, like, I'm like, oh, it was $20. She's like, I didn't like your ring anyways.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't like your ring anyways, but that's not the point. It's the sentimental value behind it, right? And I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I get it. She's like, good. Gives me an opportunity to buy you a new one. Well, we tried a couple of them. One was a tungsten one that didn't work out so well. And I don't remember what the other one was, but it's been a few years. It's been like 11 years and the ring's still not there. And, you know, I don't want to wear a ring. Simple as that. You know, everyone knows I'm married anyways. I'm on fucking social media and I talk about my wife. You know, like, everyone recognizes who I am now. And like, could you imagine if I started a Tinder account right now and I had to show the stats and shit like that? I bet I give it 20 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, and my wife is getting an email or a message or something.
That, but you'd probably have better luck on Grindr.
Oh my God, the gay dudes love me. Did I tell you about the gay dudes?
No, tell me more. I actually The gay dudes are awesome. I love them.
Some gay dude paid me like $1,400 last winter, to make a video, a private video for him. It was a minute long. I had to like play with myself a little bit. I had to say his name, and I made a big production of it. I took my tablet and I pulled up his profile, and I had a picture of him, and I'm like, yeah, and I showed his picture to the camera screen, and I was like, yeah, and I said his name. I couldn't keep hard from looking. I had to keep going back and looking at pictures of my wife. Oh, dude, it was hard. Like, not it, but like, it was. And then when I did finish, I had the picture of him on the tablet on the desk, and I showed my phone and I went over his picture and I just finished all over my tablet, right? And I'm just like, you know, hey, I bought a new dishwasher.
Why
with that money.
Are you selling me this?
I don't know, honestly. Oh, I don't know. I'm just telling you a story about the gay dudes, how they love me.
Weird for you. Somebody sent a box of dicks to my dance studio.
Nice. I wasn't
Some dude. Like I could see maybe like gummy dicks. If you would have sent gummy dicks to my dance studio, that would have been fucking hilarious. Because I could have shared it with the class.
You say gummy or dummy?
Gummy dicks, like edible dicks, right? Like, that would have been fucking hilarious. I could have opened it up and be like, oh my God, somebody sent us gummy dicks. Every dick's for everybody, right? Would have been
you
great.
Get a dick. You get a dick. You get a dick. We all get a dick.
For some reason, with all the things coming out about P. Diddy, for some reason, I feel like that phrase has come out of Oprah's mouth before.
Oh shit! She's
right.
Good
considering
at diddy diddy parties,
considering
you know?
The news. So yeah, if somebody would have sent a box of like gummy dicks to my dance studio, that would have been a little bit like, haha, funny, right? But no, there was like box of actual dicks, and I'm like, what do you even fucking do with this? I took it down to the cop shop, and I took one of my comic friends with me. I took my friend Yanni with me because I'm like, if anybody's gonna help me make this be a little bit funnier, it's a comic, right? So.
Yeah.
I go and I'm like, we're at the cop shop down the street from his house. We go up there and I like set it down and I like slide it over and I'm like, this is an unsolicited box of dicks and the fellow's address and name is in here. Can you please do something about it? Because this is fucking weird, right?
Smile.
And Yachty's just sitting there. He's like, that cop fought every ounce and fiber of his being not to laugh or crack. You could just see him just like fighting it so hard. And so we just left the box of dicks as evidence. He's like, I don't want these. And I'm like, I don't want them either. And we just like looked at each other and I walked out.
Oh shit! Oh fuck!
I don't need these.
Why is that so funny? I didn't even need to be there. That's funny.
Sent to me. So that was an adventure last year. I might even text you like, dude, somebody sent a box of dicks to my dance studio.
Hey, you might have. I don't remember. You send me a lot of text messages that are like this big. I would remember one that was this happening, small.
Man, that's why.
There is. With you, it feels like the crazy follows you. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, it's fucking like, you know, one of my friends sent me this one screenshot and it's this one line in one of the promos and it's me going like this. There's the camera. Magnet for strange. Yeah, I can't help it. I can't help it.
Oh God. So
shit happens.
So you were saying that Backroad Truckers wasn't renewed for another season?
Yeah. So
can we talk about it? Are we allowed to talk about
it? Yeah, we can totally talk about it. I got word a couple few days ago actually that they don't think that it's going to be renewed. And I'm like, you know, that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm pretty fucking busy with other shit, right? Between the racing and now that I got rodeo shit going on. And like, at least that's just summertime activities. Like I'm still doing the weight train and I'm still going snowboarding. I'm still doing a lot of the pole dancing stuff. I'd love to compete in pole at least once, right? Like I'd love to go to a pole.
You compete now? Oh no, you
don't. No, compete. I would love to.
You don't compete yet.
No, I don't. I've never had the confidence in myself to be able to do a full like 3.5 minute routine. I think I'm gonna try.
Let's go. We're gonna get you onto a. We're gonna get you a pole dancing spot. A pole dancing competition spot. I'm putting this. This is gonna be the teaser trailer, and we're getting you a spot in a competition. Someone's calling you, aren't they?
This is how you train for a competition. Soda soup. Soda soup and pizza.
Western soda soup. Let's go.
Soda soup.
So why would it be getting? Why would it be not be getting renewed? Like, what's the deal there? And how? Like, what was the last season just not good or what?
I have no idea. I know that the face of how we watch things is changing so fast, right? Like, content creators are becoming the reality, right? Like. Content creators are the new reality, the new reality TV. How we experience it is a lot different now. So, like, anybody can become a content creator if they just have the want and drive and time to do it, right? Like, you can hire out that shit, but, like, who's got the fucking money, right? Like, I know I haven't been active on Instagram as much as I should be because, like, I just hit 5,500 followers. For me, that's for putting zero effort into it. That's pretty cool.
That's fucking deadly.
For not doing anything at all. Oh, shit. And like, I even put a little thing at the bottom that says 100% organic grown account. Cause I haven't done anything to it. It's just, I just fucking let it do it. If you look at my posts, I don't use fucking hashtags. I tag some of the people that I know and some of the people that sponsor us or prospective sponsors that I would like to see. You know, Wrangler did a commercial with our girls in Pinoca. I thought that was really
Were you there?
I was not riding in that rodeo. I was at Diesel Days in Edmonton. I had to haul the race trucks up to Edmonton for the Alberta Diesel Days. So next year we're gonna be going up for that too. And might even get to do some racing here in the near future.
I can't wait to see that, you know. I just hit 52K today on Instagram.
Oh, on the gram. Boy,
I'm having a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun creating content right now. Since I switched jobs, right? Like this past summer, I took a little bit of a break and I took my foot off the gas. And the last like 2 weeks, I've just been pedal to the metal giving her, right? And I'm having a lot of fun doing it, right? I'm like, you know, rejuvenating. I got a new job. You know, I'm not exhausted. I'm not anxious waiting by the phone because I'm not on call. I'm not, every time the phone rings, I'm not like, oh shit. I can go back to my room at night and relax, right? They're not calling me. When my day is done, I am done. And it's nice. It's nice. It frees up my mind, right? I can concentrate on other places and things. And it's been so freeing, so nice. And my coworkers, it helps that like the three people I hang out with the most also make content, and we're all like feeding each other ideas. And like, I made a video yesterday with the one, and I'm like, all right, well, and he impressed me, man. That guy is older. He's like in his 50s. And like the way he did it, like the one movement he made in my video, I was just like, like it was everything, right? And I was recording, and he says I'm the master. He's like, oh no, you're the experienced one, you're the master here. You do, like, and I'm like, well, no, what do you think about this? And I'll switch up the way I say it or the way my face looks or whatever, or my hands are moving. And he's getting comfortable with the idea that I trust him to go with that. And he's like, maybe if you do this, right? And I'm like, all right, I'll try that. And we'll do it as many times as we have to. And he's cool with it, right? And like, I would do it like this. I'm like, that looks good. That looks good, but let's try it this way. And then it looks good that way, but I don't like it that way. I like it the other way. So then I'll do it again that way. And then I'm like, oh, I fucked up. Let me do it again, right? And I do it again. And then we watch back. And he's like, yeah, that's it, man. You got to do that, right? Today, I don't know if you saw this video. It was the video I posted with the lipstick today.
Yes, I saw that.
Did you see it? Like, it was like the Tacoma. So I fucked up hard on that video, but the fuck up was funny, and it actually made the video better, right?
Yeah.
So the last shot where it goes quiet, there's no music, and I'm like leaned back, put like going like this with the makeup. That I edited out. I deleted that. Right. And then I had to redo a couple shots. And when I had to redo them, it took all the edits out and put anything that I had deleted back. Right. And I forgot to edit and take it back out again. So when I threw it up, I watched it. I'm like, no, that last shot's in there. No, I didn't want that. Right. And then my coworker, the one that I was just talking about, he's like, dude, that's fucking hilarious. He's like, that's gonna be the best part of it. And then my boss texts me, he's like, dude, the last shot makes the whole video. And I'm like, no man, like no, I didn't like it, right? But like everyone else does, and that's hilarious.
Fucking editing, I don't know how you have the patience for that.
It's part of the game, right? And you just gotta do it. And that's so why I needed a new laptop too, because I didn't have the patience to edit the podcast.
Yeah, well, it makes a world of difference when you have the technology. Like I recently just got a new job. Funny enough, after I wrote in Pritchard and I got fucked up, well, before I wrote in Pritchard, I made sure and I did the responsible thing, and I didn't know there was such a thing as riding insurance, like insurance for rodeo. I didn't know there was such a thing. There is such a thing. And I did a little bit of research. And I asked, you know, my friend Pearl that coaches, who she's covered by, because she's been riding for a lot of years. And she told me combined insurance. And I found a broker that covered me for the rodeo. It was fairly inexpensive. Like, I don't really make a lot of money. And like, I didn't really make a lot of money before, you know, like I've always been pretty frugal with what I can make. And I was just like, you know what? For that much, like that's less than what I would spend at the secondhand store in a month. So I was like, you know, for $78, I'm going to get myself some fucking like accident insurance.
Hell yeah.
Right. Hell yeah. So I was like, fuck yeah. So anyways, we all rode in Pritchard. And the first day, two girls made their rides, my friend Adele and my friend Blaine. The next day, only Blaine made a ride. The rest of us got fucked up.
I love that.
And not even that bad. I shouldn't even say that. My friend Adele sustained a pretty bad concussion. She was on about a 5-minute loop for a good, you know, couple of hours. They have kind of left me in the beer gardens because I got whipped under the animal, and then he kicked me in the head and in the hand because I like turtled. Yeah. But I got up right away because I'm not a fucking pussy and don't waste everybody's time in the arena. So I run over to the side, climbed up and over, and like your adrenaline is fucking just kicking. So I got over and I looked at my hand and I was like, oh my God, it's bleeding. And if you look, there's like two little scars there. You see those?
Yeah.
There and there. So that was the hook.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like,
yeah, it got me there because I went like this. Because when I got whipped underneath, because I was wearing rubber-soled boots, because I didn't have another pair that would work. Like, they didn't, my other boots didn't work, so I had to wear these other fucking boots that I had. So, yeah, fucking got up, out. I looked at my hand, I'm like, oh my God, I'm bleeding. And my hand was all swollen. This black, this cowboy all in fucking black was like, are you okay? And I'm like, I think I'm bleeding. And he's like, did you get hit in the head? Or did you get kicked in the head? And I was like, I don't know. Do I match? And like the hoof print and the helmet lined up. Like there was a hoof print and it was like in line with the helmet.
Shit. Because that like, could have killed you or what?
Well, if I wasn't wearing the helmet, yeah, it probably would have scalped me. Like it wouldn't have been good. It would have got me in the face. Like it was like it got me in the head. Like let's not.
What a bunch of like.
We all wore helmets that animals. Day. Animals. Every single one of us. It was a good thing we were wearing helmets because those were some crazy, pretty crazy horses from what I understand anyway.
That's wild. That, I could never do that.
So anyways, I got up and over and it was so funny. The guy helping me out, he's like, after he's seen the head and the fucking shit match, he's like, we should get you to the ambulance. And I start like struggling to take my helmet off. I get this side off. This hand just isn't working. So my helmet, like it wasn't, I couldn't undo the helmet. Like, you know, the hockey helmets, I couldn't get them undone. So he's like, just calm down. He undid it for me. I undid my clips for my neck roll. And he's, I'm like breathing. And he's like, unzips my stuff. He's like, just, it's okay, sweetie. Just breathe. And I'm like, I feel so alive. He's like, I bet you do. Let's get you to the ambulance.
I feel so alive for being almost so dead.
Well, in the video, you can hear me going, woo! And I'm going like this, running out.
You did send me that video. Yeah. You did.
Yeah. I waited for a while to show my mom that.
I bet. Your dad would be so proud, though.
My dad would call me a fucking idiot, that's for sure. He would have been like, you're a fucking idiot, but at least you stuck it out. That's what he would have said. But, yeah, going into it, I didn't know if I was going to cry or if I was going to throw up, right? Like, and then, like, I learned chute procedure. I have put on saddles before. Like, you obviously, those saddles are, like, the way you tie them are a little bit different, but I learned chute procedure. But when you get back in there, and it's your first couple of times, like, you do things like you black out. Some people throw up. Like, I didn't want to throw up. I didn't want to cry. There was a whole bunch of old cowboys there, and neither of those fucking were going to be acceptable to have happen. So anyways, we all rode at the rodeo. It was a tough rodeo. And
there's no crying in baseball.
Right? There's no crying in rodeo either, apparently. So afterwards, a couple weeks later, we had kind of all sat down and talked, and, like, some of the coaches were like, yeah, maybe we should all have the girls get some sort of insurance, something, right? Like if their policies are affordable, maybe, you know, it's not too bad. And then they told me like, hey, Ash, why don't you call your broker? So I called Alana. If you need motocross or rodeo insurance, call Alana. And now you can call me because she offered me a job because I was like, hey, our whole association needs insurance. And they're like, do you want a job? And I was like, I could use a job. Yeah, that would be cool. I could probably fit that in there. So yeah, I spent all the rest of the summer getting my broker's license. And now I'm an insurance broker for Combined Insurance. So if you need accident insurance, I do that now.
Well, I did just piss my pants today. Are we talking those kind of accidents or what?
No, those aren't the types of accidents.
Or are we talking about a dookie?
No, we're talking about broken bones and stitches and broken teeth and... If it's broken or if you need stitches, this is the type of insurance that works for that. So, and it works on top of group benefits. So,
speaking of dookies, if you don't know, there's a new segment to the podcast that just started a week ago. It's called The Morning Dookie. And it comes out, you know, every couple of days or so. There'll be one coming out tomorrow morning. And, you know, every couple of days, The Morning when Dookie drops, and it's 15 to 20 minutes. It's people who, you know, want more than just like a minute long from the content side of things. And it's for people who want less than an hour and a half long podcast, you know? And what that's doing is it got me an extra 300 downloads and streams this week alone, right? And it was pretty cool, actually, you know, like, and we had some pretty good conversations on the morning Dookie, the three or four episodes that we had. And it was like, hey, you know what, we got 15 to 20 minutes, let's talk. One morning I talked about going to the gym early in the morning, how it's just not for me, you know, like I walk to the gym every morning, and there's three types of people you see in there: a guy who's just starting out, a guy who's very much in love with himself, you know, he's married to the six pack, and the guy that's like, I'm not new, but I'm not old, I'm in between, and I say hi and it's too early in the morning, he's like, you know, and he's sipping on his Monster energy drink or whatever, you know. And that's, you know, those are the three types of people I see in there every morning. And we just had a conversation about that.
I'm kind of glad I don't go to that type of gym.
Well, where are you at in your workout stage?
I just didn't like maintenance, training, want to continue doing dumb things. Which
flex those muscles. Doesn't matter. Just flex one or both. What? All right. Don't fuck with Angela in a back alley. Gotcha.
Let me use my strong hand.
Would you like some more mashed potatoes? Would you like some more mashed potatoes?
That's actually
fucking weirdo. I love it.
Right.
I've discovered being in camp life for the last 14 years. I've discovered which one of my hands is weak and which one isn't. You know, like I've had to, you know, and the one that's weak, I've had to actually like put in more work. I've had to concentrate. It's like training, like weight training, right? Like you train.
You gotta be.
You get a good. Right. You gotta get it. The calluses that I've gained over the years act as good grip, right? It's like spider grip, right? Yeah. Yeah. Like that.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever tattooed your hand?
I've never tattooed my hand. That looks like a mockingjay.
Hmm? No, that looks like a mockingjay. It used to be an anarchy because I thought I was cool.
I see that.
But that's what those look like. I think that's like 15 years old.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
So what else is new? Like, where else are we at in Angela's like 2024 story? Like, you know, what else did you accomplish this year?
Well, you know, like, oh my God, just doing things that I never thought I would do. Right. Like I still haven't learned how to ride a horse better. Like, that's one thing. I still haven't learned how to do that better.
Apparently.
But it is kind of like, I don't know, going to that, to our last bronc riding school, that one hit me pretty hard. Cause like, you see all these young kids, they're like, I think your youngest girl is 16 and she's absolutely nuts. Like, and she's very talented at what she does, right? Like she went and rode in Pritchard. I think she almost made her ride. It was pretty vicious. And then she went and rode cows and took second in her category. So like, you know, like crazy kids like that. And then, they're like from 17 to 27 and all of them are just like the nicest, sweetest girls, but they're all just a little over the top rambunctious. They're all a little bit like me. And I'm just like looking at all these younger kids and I'm like, oh my God. I looked at Ron, I was like, they're all like I used to be. He's like, yeah, they're all like how you used to be. He's like, so are you going to help them be a little bit not fucking idiots like you were? I was like, yeah, I could probably do that. I had like zero guys. I was crazy. Like back in my 20s, I drank a lot, right? Like I was dealing with a lot of stuff after my dad passed away and just a lot of trauma from things that had gone on, you know, like fucking some guys are assholes and they leave their mark on you, right? So like going through all of that kind of stuff and then losing your dad, it's just, yeah, I went through a lot of dark shit. So like when I was those kids' age, I was just like them. and I was fucking nuts. You could not tell me no, right? Like, there was a reason why I was like one of the first girls to ever haul road salt out to Revelstoke up to the salt sheds. Because what girl in their right mind wants to chain up a truck in a snowstorm? Like, it's so stupid, right? But I wanted to.
It's you. You volunteered.
I like the challenge was my thought, right? Like, if there's no challenge, there's no point. If I almost didn't die at work, did I even have fun? Like, that was just my mentality, right? Like, it's like, and that's not a really good mentality to be walking around with. So, like, going to the, well, it gets you places. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. So, you know, like going into a room and you see all these young kids and you're just like, oh my God, like I want to help them as much as I can and help like keep them in positive, right? Because like everybody's got their bullshit, right? Everybody's got trauma. And if you can go into a room full of women and instead of being each other's competitors and just like help build each other up and train each other, because your competition is that horse. Like, it's not the other people. It's you and that stupid horse. It's not the other riders. It's you and that fucking horse. That's the only competition that there is. Everything else is fucking, you help each other out. That's what you're supposed to be there to do.
You ever whisper in that horse's ear, if you make me lose this little bitch, you're going to IKEA for dinner.
Dude, I don't talk to the fucking horse. I made that mistake. I tried to make friends with the one that fucking stomped me. It did not like me. It did want nothing to do with me. If I would have just treated it like a fucking animal and just like, I think I would have been better off. But he came back for seconds. He was angry. He was ornery.
Oh, so it wasn't like a one and done. He came back.
No, he did me. He's what they say. Did me dirty is what they said. They're like, that horse did you dirty. I'm like, I don't know any of these terminologies. Right? Like, they're like, oh yeah, those horses were rank. And I'm like, well, what's rank? What does that mean? And like, I didn't know you had the opportunity of when they give you a horse in the chutes, if you didn't like it, you could say, I don't like it. And they would give what? You a different. I didn't know that. They just put the horse in the chute and I'm like, well, I guess we're getting on.
Hey, you should imagine you treated men like that,
right?
You know?
The stock contractor was like, not one of those girls bitched about the horse they got, and they each got their fucking horse saddled and they rode them. It didn't even take that long. And then they're like announcing it, like, you know, two of us in that whole group never rode a bronc before. The other girl rode horses and all that shit, but like, I hadn't ridden a horse in like well over 6-7 years before I got on that stupid bronc.
That's badass. I think that's so amazing.
And I'm going to do it again. That's the fucked up part. Like, I'm going to do it again.
Hey, I try anything once. I don't know if I'd ride a horse again.
Oh, it was a rush. I'm definitely doing it again. Like, that's it was as fucking terrifying as it was. And that's what I was doing when I was focused over here. I was going to try and pull you up a picture of my face from one ride to the next. Because I posted the one picture. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I think I might have sent you this. This was me in the beer gardens, like about an hour
after. You sent
after.
Me that.
Yeah.
Yep, you did. That. Yeah.
There was like a list of. Okay. So here's.
Do you suffer from like mental health issues or what?
Me? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. The podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp now.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. I don't have a code yet.
I got a little bit of the ADHD. So.
I got like the ADHD as well. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So this is my face the first day. Just trying to hold it together, right?
You look like you're holding back a shit.
That's because I'm holding this fucking
gun.
Yeah, so.
That thing is.
He's a big guy.
That is a cool shot. That is so cool. Okay. So, hey, so, hold on. Okay.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to know how they get them to buck and why they buck. Like, what's going on there?
So they put a thing around their flank strap.
Their peen?
No, they put a flank strap like just in front of their legs, and then they cinch it up so that they just like want to get that cinch strap off, right? Like they want to get that strap off, or flank strap, I guess it's called. I didn't know that.
So I always thought it was they tied the rope to the horse's penis. And they like yanked up on it and it just sent the horse flying. And that's why you guys were just like holding on for dear life, right? Because like That's what I always thought, for real.
Jesus. Okay, so this was the second day. So take note of the fella standing behind me. See the fellow with the black hat? Yeah.
Yeah.
He helped me saddle my horse. Look at my face. Can you tell what word I'm saying?
Are you saying shit or fuck?
Fuck. And then look at that guy's face. Look at that guy.
He's just got a big shitty smile on his face. He's like, yeah, look at you go. Yeah, I did that. That right? Like, well, that a girl.
See, I suffer.
I love that.
How can you tell I suffer from mental health issues? I get on animals like that without any question at all. Just go and do it.
Hey, I thought you always tied the rope to the penis. So fucking who's the one suffering from mental health issues here?
You. You're like talking about weird things.
Definitely.
Yeah. Your wife's a special gal.
She sure is a special gal for a special boy. You know, like I'm such a special boy.
I'm such a special boy. What's that? I'm sure she's fucking wonderful. She's probably very nice, I would have to say.
Oh, yeah.
You're a very nice person.
Yeah, she's nice. She's very patient.
Yeah.
She's very patient. You know, like I've always said that before all this, she was very patient and she's only had to become more patient with me through all this, right? Like, the whole social media thing.
She's only had to become more.
I get it. I totally understand. Like, it's a lot. You know,
yeah.
She has to share my attention with the internet. Right? I try not to put the internet first. I really do. Sometimes it doesn't happen.
Internet first.
Try. I feel terrible for saying that. Yeah. So, how's the racing going?
The racing was good. We finished up at the end of August. Ron came in fourth for points. We had a couple of races that didn't finish very well. Tenino, we didn't have the spoiler on his truck. Like the big fin that's usually on the back of his truck, it got damaged and we weren't able to repair it in that short time. So we rocked it without, and that made a world of difference. Like weight and handling, like he was hot through every one of the corners. Like he was pushing pretty well. I don't know if he was pushing. He was all over the place. He didn't have the traction that he normally has because of the fin. And even I noticed the fin not being there hauling it for hauling. Like it made a big difference in handling on that trailer. Like it pushes down the trailer quite a bit. It's an upside down airplane wing.
So for the people that don't know, you race semis.
Yes. Yes, so we race semis, single axle tractors. They're about 10,000 pounds a piece, average, give or take. we run a 6V92 Detroit. It's got about 750 horse, 5-speed Allison. I don't know what size of diffs. I can't tell you that.
You don't want that horse's hoof landing on you. You don't want that horse's hoof landing on you.
No, no.
No.
And then the other truck we have is a Series 60, so 12 liter.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know any of that.
Sounds cool.
They do sound cool. The 6V sounds distinctly different from the rest of them. Yeah.
Does like when you rev that engine, does that just get your motor going or what?
Yeah, I guess. I like things with motors. I'm far more into motorsports than I am into ball and stick sports. So not into ball and stick sports.
So you don't know what hockey is then?
Well, I do. I can watch it.
No.
I just like don't particularly go out of my way to really give a fuck about it. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's on TV for far too fucking long out of the year. Why in the fuck is hockey on in May? Like, get over it. Like, I'm over it. Like, I'm over it by March.
That's the best kind of hockey in May. The only hockey that matters.
That could happen in April and it would be just as exciting and probably better.
They want to make the season longer, eh?
Oh, really?
Add one more game, add two more games, sorry, and I think one or two more teams, and then everybody can play each other evenly in an even amount of time or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would only give a fuck if Saskatchewan had a team. Like, really? I would only give a shit.
What would we call Saskatchewan's NHL team, and where would it be? Because Regina has the right. You can't put it in Regina. My head.
Want to say Rough Riders? Just Rough Riders. It's got to stay the same. We could save so much on merchandising if it just stayed the same.
Yeah. That was very Saskatchewan.
Right? That would be a very Saskatchewan thing to do. What did you name your
what would we call it?
Rough Riders. It's cheaper for marketing.
Well, what would we call it? And where would they be?
Well, fuck. Pat's games are pretty good. Pat's
Vagina
games are
Pats,
good.
Yeah.
Pat games are good.
The Blades games.
Good. Yep, Blades games.
The Blades, yeah. Yep. Where would we put it? Can we put it somewhere like not traditional? Like, let's say, let's put it in fucking...
Build a stadium in Crake. Where the divorcees drop off their kids.
Let's put it in Engfield.
Engfield? Where the fuck is that?
It's between like Humboldt and Watson. Do you know where Watson is?
Yes. Yes, I do know where Watson is. Yeah.
Let's put it in Engfield.
They have that gas station, or is it there's like Chicken to Go or something in Watson or something like that? There's some good chicken.
Yeah. Chester's.
Yes, Chester Fried Chicken.
Chester's. Yeah, Chester's. Yeah, man. Awesome. We could call it, and I don't know if you know anything about Enfield. But like we can call it like the Enfield pigs or something, or the Enfield bacon, or the Enfield boars, the Enfield boars.
You know what Caster's hockey team's name is?
What?
The Raiders.
Like Prince Albert?
No, Caster. Like Caster Alberta's hockey team is the Raiders.
Yeah, but so is Prince Albert's hockey team. Caster Raiders. Shit, he who laughs last thinks the slowest, you know.
Oh yeah, it's just too bad I had to explain that further.
No shit. That's horrible.
That's funny.
I don't wanna keep it too much
longer.
Now
if I'm wrong, I'm gonna look like a douchebag, but it's gonna be funny if it is. But I think
Castrators is funny. That's funny. I'm gonna look that up. I don't wanna keep it too much longer there, Angela. We're gonna do this again. We're gonna be a part three someday. You're almost on your soup juice.
My soda soup.
Yeah. Where can people find you on the socials?
So the only place that I'm actually really active is on Instagram. So it's still Backroads at Backroads Angela. I'm gonna take that with me because you can always find me on some stupid back road because I'd rather do that than be on the highway.
I think you just, you know, you made that work, right? Like, you know, it's like, fuck it, you know, Backroads trucking is done, but I'm still going to be on the Backroads. Fuck yeah, I love that.
Are you going to come down to the gym? Are you going to come down to the gym and work out with Brian?
The only gym I go to is a Pokemon gym. Okay? Like, I go to a Pokemon gym, and I place my Pokemon there and wait till someone knocks them out. I don't need to go to the gym.
For the birds.
What do I need to go to the gym for the birds. I go to work. I go to work. That is the gym.
Find me on Instagram. That's where you can find me. What else do I do? Fuck. What else? Sell insurance. We race. Bronc riding. What the
we
fuck
got
else?
Backroads Angela. Bronc riding. Semi racing. Insurance selling, pole dancer.
Right.
Look at you go.
And I thrift.
And you thrift.
Yeah.
She just want to pop some tags.
Yeah, well,
popping tags.
I do fucking take most of my thrift finds, like anything that doesn't fit me or is too small or too big. I take it down to Rein It In. Consignment. They're like a Western consignment and tax store. And they just moved from Calgary to Okotoks. So
cool.
Their new location will be open soon. Go visit Amber and go check out some of the things that I got on consignment there.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I was gonna say some of our girls, all our girls are sponsored by Tony's Western Wear in Cochrane as well.
Wow, that's a big sponsor. Good stuff. That's really good. Yeah. So I don't know if I was doing this yet when we last talked. I don't know, but I like to end the show with one last question. And it's, you know, if Mount Rushmore has like four of the most influential people up on the rock, right? And if you could have your own Mount Rushmore, four people that you look up to, inspire to be you or that inspire you, who would they be and why? Were we
Art
doing
Bell.
That last time?
I think we were. So those have changed a little bit. I would have to say, well, still, Art Bell, George Knapp, And I get two more?
Yeah, you thought you could put as many as you want up there. I don't fucking care.
I'm just saying, like, radio show people. Howard Stern.
Who are these people? Who are they?
Oh, okay. So you don't know who Art Bell is or George Knapp?
No.
You ever heard of Coast to Coast AM?
I've heard of it, but I haven't really, I've never listened.
Okay, so they don't play it in Canada anymore because why would they play us anything that has anything with valid or news or anything good? So they used to play it in Canada, but it's an overnight radio show that plays down in the States. You can get it on the internet, but George Nori usually hosts it, but the old host of it, his name was Art Bell, and he used to do a segment called Midnight in the Desert, and he's got all sorts of esoteric. He was really big into remote viewing and UFOs and all sorts of stuff. And then George Knapp is another one of those, like, he's actually a journalist, and he's down, he does the same, like, he does Coast to Coast, and he has another show down in Vegas that he broadcasts overnight and podcasts and stuff, and same type of stuff, conspiracy theory, Area 51, and, like, UAP, and fucking all sorts of, like, crazy stuff. I love that type of shit. It's all entertainment for me. So I enjoy that stuff, and I did a lot of late night radio, like, a lot of night shift, right? Like, when I was hauling fuel, I worked specifically at nights, right? Like, I didn't want to be out during the day. So that's why I find, like, now is, like, really weird compared to then. Because now I'm dealing with a lot of people all the time. And back then when I was an operator, I lived in a truck all the time and didn't deal with people. So it's like, it's fucking weird how it's kind of come 180 degrees. But yeah, those are the, I like radio show guys. And like, everybody loves Howard Stern, right? Everybody loves Howard Stern.
Yeah, Howard Stern's not bad. I've only listened to him a few times. Like, I've never really like sat down and like poured a lot of time into it.
Yeah. I like the older stuff. Of all of that stuff, I don't know what's fucking going on with like shit that's happening, but like, there is no fucking, it's not good. Movies aren't good anymore. Right? Like, comedies aren't good anymore. You can barely go to a comedy show without somebody getting their fucking hurt feelings hurt. And these amateur comics get canceled before they even have an opportunity to get a break. Like, I'm getting pretty fucking fed up with it, to be honest. And like, that's a lot of the reason why I'm not
give it a little resistance
all of the time, because like, if people heard how I really felt, especially on this fucking thing, like, so fast.
So social media has actually helped me a little bit tone down my views and tone down how I think and feel, right? Like, I used to be really bad out on like Facebook and Twitter, right? And you know, having to dance around the guidelines and not get banned and actually want to keep this going has taught me, hey man, like, not everyone wants to or needs to hear that, right? So, like,
no,
you want to keep being funny, be funny. But, like,
Well, and, like, a huge part of, like, why I kind of keep a little bit of distance, especially with social media, is because, like, my partner, he doesn't like attention. He likes, when he goes out to do the racing events, he likes the fans, and he likes, like, doing that with the race trucks because that's his hobby, right? Anything outside of that, he fucking hates people. He hates talking on the phone. He hates going to, like, he doesn't like it because he's been a mechanic his whole fucking life. And he just, he just doesn't do people. So, like, with me being on a show and, like, people recognize you and stuff like that, and we're out in places, and sometimes people aren't the best, right? Like, and they just don't know how to fucking, they don't know how to social, right? So sometimes people get really weird. Sometimes people, and it's just like, it's hard for him. And I always forget that. And it's like, oh, babe, like, fuck, I'm sorry. Like, I'm always just like, I can always like be kind of on it, but I forget that he isn't like that. So I think that's a lot of the reason why I don't have a huge thing on my social media. Like, you don't see me sharing pictures of him. Like, he doesn't, it's just not his thing. Like,
it's not for him.
No. Not at all.
Not for my wife either.
Like, he was on another show with me. Like, I was on a show with him, I guess I could say. And that was Big Rig Warriors. And, like, even that was, you could see he was very much, like, kind of, he was doing it for exposure to the series. Like, he wanted the series to be showcased. And unfortunately, they didn't really do a great job with that. Because, like, when you have guys making TV out of, like, industry stuff, they don't know what is what, and they're trying to do stuff. Like, they dubbed over the Diesels with gas super stock sounds. Right? Like, even, like, the first season of Backroads, they dubbed over the Diesels with gas job sounds.
Why?
And the second season, they did make the effort, right? They did make the effort.
Why,
and used the
Why would they do that?
Because they didn't think that other people in the cities would realize that. But I'm like, hey, but it's not just these city peoples that are watching it. It's all these industry people that are watching it. And then they're just like, what the fuck is this? Right? Like, it's just, then they take it and they just like make it like, it's just.
They water it.
Well, not even water it. It's just, it loses its cool for those of us who have, like, this is our fucking craft, right? Like, this is our fucking hobby. This is something that we, like, I've dumped douchebag boyfriends because they're like, it's either me or the fucking truck race. And I'm like, fuck, bye. Right? Like,
I dumped a girl once because she was a Habs fan. So, you know, I get that.
Well, we all
like,
have
it was good. Yeah, right?
Let's, like, all be heroes, dick.
Wow. Go Leafs, go. Right.
So. Right. I'm gonna say nay. I'm just gonna say go Riders. That's all we have.
Saskatchewan's newest hockey team, the Saskatchewan Riders.
The Rough Riders, some people would be like, what the fuck? But that would be such a Saskatchewan thing to do.
Yeah. Let's go Riders. Look, we're supporting everyone, okay?
We're not changing it. What are we gonna chant?
I was at a Blink-182 concert once in Saskatoon, and it broke out into a Let's Go Riders chant.
Right?
And I'm like, this is Blink-182, boys. Like, you know, like, what are we doing here?
One time I was flying into Regina after we were done racing on the island, and there was a rider game going on, and all the headsets in the plane were, like, tuned to it. But, you know, it's WestJet. You got to plug in your shit. And I'm like, I don't even need to listen to this. Because you can hear all the fucking whole plane is just into this shit. And I'm just like, oh, well, this is awesome. I love coming home like this. Off the plane. The girl that opens up the door is like a girl I graduated from high school with. I'm like, hey, Jackie, give her a hug. And then everybody getting off the plane is like, can we have hugs too? Like, and she hugged
hugs,
everybody
not drugs. Off the
plane. Like, that's Saskatchewan. That's very Saskatchewan.
Hugs, not drugs, kids.
Hugs, not drugs.
Hugs, not drugs. Well,
yeah, I would be careful on the hugs, not drugs, because some people shouldn't be hugsing.
Oh, true. Right? It's very true. Shit. Angela, thank you for coming on again.
Thank you for coming on again.
Episode 99. Guys, next week is literally 100. We've literally made it to episode 100.
I like how you asked me if I had mental health problems, and I had to like think about it for a second. Yeah, you gotta have mental health problems to get on a fucking bucking horse. I'm sorry. Every single one of us is a little bit not quite all hitting all the bricks in the step, right?
Hell yeah. All right. Hey, Angela. Have a good night and stay frosty.
I will. Have a good night.
And,
bye.
And you know what? I'm a horrible person because, like, once again, like, I wasn't prepared to start the outro music. Oh, shit.
Shame. Hey. Double shame. When's the last time you had the shame finger shaved?
Oh, shit. Mm. I get fingered all the time.
Shame shave. Ha ha ha.